What we need to remember, John 14:23-29. Every year, the last Monday of May is kept as Memorial Day. This day is the day for remembering and honoring those who died in war. In Korea, we also have Memorial Day on June 6, and we keep it as a national holiday in the same sense as we do here. Memorial Day was originally meant to remember the war victims of the Civil War that took place between 1861 and 1865. The first national celebration of Memorial Day, originally called the Decoration Day, took place on May 30, 1868 at Arlington National Cemetery. Since then, it has become a day of remembering and appreciating the soldiers who have died in all wars in the history of the United States. For some people, it may be remembered as just one of the holidays, but it is a tearful day for the families of the fallen soldiers to remember the painful memories. Some of you may think that Memorial Day has nothing to do with Christians. But Memorial Day has spiritual significance. On this day, we remember that the freedoms we enjoy are possible only through the risks taken and sacrifices made by those in the military, especially those who have given their lives in defense of freedom. To express gratitude to them, there is an idiom widely used in the United States: freedom is not free, which is engraved into one of the murals at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. And this reminds us of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to set us free from sin and death. Indeed, the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ is not free, because Jesus had to pay for us through his death on the cross. The night before Jesus was crucified, Jesus prepared a table to his disciples, whom were living and serving together with him for the past 3 years. After Jesus died, the disciples should proclaim the kingdom of God without him. And he knew that there would be a lot of sufferings and difficulties in their future. Therefore, Jesus prepared this table to remind them of his love, and he spoke his farewell discourse to them, which is found in John 14:2-17. In this sense, the dominant theological and pastoral concern of the farewell discourse of Jesus is to prepare the community of his followers for life in his absence. Although we didn't read it today, we remember what Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 14:8. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. And this promise speaks directly to the disciples who were in fear and despair. Since they thought that they would be left alone, that the new life and hope for the future that Jesus had given them would end when his physical presence among them ends. This made them feel like they were children without parents, with no one to care for them, with no one to love them as they faced the reality of Jesus' death. Therefore, through the farewell discourse, Jesus tried to convince his disciples of the love of God, not only for him, but also for those who love Jesus and keep his words. Jesus offered his disciples the good news of the love of God and of the abiding presence of God with them, even when the circumstances of their lives would indicate otherwise. Now, Jesus is no longer with us as a physical presence, but we know that the love of God and the abiding presence of God is still with us. So today's gospel text, we will share 5 things that Jesus spoke to us to remember throughout our life in faith. First, Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit. Many people feel that it is hard to understand the doctrine of the Holy Spirit and see the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. To the end of the day, Christians must be learners. And for this And for this, Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit to teach us all things and guide us to walk on His way. The Holy Spirit leads us to go deeper and deeper into the truth of God. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus had said and keeps us right in matters of conduct. We might have some experiences that often we are tempted to do something wrong and are on the very brink of doing it. But in the moment of danger, suddenly there is something coming into our minds. One of the verses in the Bible that we read in the past, a glimpse into the picture of Jesus, and some words and prayers of someone we love and admire. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Secondly, Jesus speaks of peace. Basically, peace is a gift of Jesus. In the Bible, the word for peace is, in Hebrew, it is shalom, and in Greek, it is eirene. Never means simply the absence of trouble. It means everything that makes for our highest good. The peace which the world offers us is the peace of escape. The peace which comes from the avoidance of trouble and from refusing to face things. But the peace which Jesus offers us is different from the peace which the world can offer to us. It is the peace of conquest. And the most importantly, no experience of life can ever take this peace from us. And no sorrows, no danger, no suffering can ever make it less. Thirdly, he speaks of his destination. He was not just dead, but he went back to his Father. And he said that if his disciples really loved him, they would be glad that it was so. He was being released from the limitations of this world. He was being restored to his glory. This reminds us of the truth of the Christian faith, that we should be glad when those whom we love go to be with God. That is not to say that we would not feel the sting of sorrow and the sharpness of loss, but even in our sorrow and our loneliness, we would be glad that after the troubles and the trials of earth, those whom we loved have gone to something better. So we call the funeral as the celebration of life service. Firstly, Jesus speaks of his struggle. The cross was the final battle of Jesus with the power of evil in the world. But he was not afraid of it, for he knew that evil had no ultimate power over him. He went to his death in certainty, not of defeat, but of conquest. From this, we learned how we understand, face, and overcome all the struggles in our life. Through Jesus Christ, we see light in darkness, find hope in despair, make unity in division, bring peace in fear, and hope for resurrection in death. Fifthly, Jesus speaks of his vindication. After the time of his death, people only saw his humiliation and his shame and the cross that he took. But when Jesus was resurrected through the cross, people saw his obedience to God and his love for all people. The very things which were the keynotes of Jesus' life found their highest expression in the cross. For those who have faith in Jesus Christ, the cross is the most powerful symbol of love. Likewise, not only the days that Jesus lived and was with us on the earth, but also in the days where he is no longer with us on the earth. He has been having a great influence on his followers and their lives. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we know that our life is not just shaped by the physical presence of Jesus, but by the unending presence of God as we are led by the Holy Spirit. As we dwell in the peace of God, and as we remember the destination, all the struggles and vindications of Jesus. For this week, I hope and pray that you all contemplate the meaning of this phrase, freedom is not free. Our Savior Jesus Christ was sent into the world to give us freedom. Since Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected from the dead, we came to be free from death and sin. Although this love was freely given to all, it is not free. As with all the soldiers who were sent and were sent into the battlefield, who were sent and are sent into the battlefield to fight for freedom and peace, as Christians, we also are sent into the world to fight for the peace, justice, and love for the kingdom of God. Today, the world seems to become more united to evil forces by denying Jesus Christ, blaspheming God, disregarding the Holy Spirit, and dividing the church. In this sense, the world that we live in is a battlefield, but it is where we are called to fight the spiritual war every day for bringing the kingdom of God and the reign of God. However, my brothers and sisters in Christ, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid of this reality. But instead, let us embrace the reality that we are all sent in some way. Let us fight the good fight by relying on the Holy Spirit who is already in us. The Holy Spirit will guide us, walk with us, and work for us. Then finally, we will enjoy the peace which the world can never can give, but only Jesus can give to us. Let us dwell in this ultimate peace of God. Praise God. Amen.